Time for KSL's In-Depth. From South Salt Lake to Saratoga Springs and all the way to Ferguson, Missouri, we've seen no shortage of headlines this year dealing with deadly police shootings.
But today, the Utah Department of Public Safety tried to provide some insight into the challenges that officers face when confronted with violence. KSL News Radio's Lee Lonsberry went through the same training course that officers do. He's with us now live in studio. And Lee, what was that like?
Maria, it was a fascinating exercise. The way it works is this. It really has two parts. The first part is something they call a simulator training, and that is recorded scenarios, maybe moving through a home or moving through a jail, and then that scenario will be shown up on a window, projected with a projector. And then the trainee, or in this case myself, as I went through the training, I'll be given a gun with a laser on it and some compressed air to simulate the recoil, and I will stand in front of that projected scenario as it plays, and we'll go around corners, and then a suspect will present himself, and then that suspect will do a number of things. They'll say things, they'll move in certain ways, and as the trainee, I need to interpret those movements, the things that they say, to determine whether or not they're a threat, and if the threat rises to the level of serious enough, engage and fire, and that's what we did in a number of scenarios.
So was your option to shoot, or was your option to shoot or get out of the way?
It was shoot or don't shoot. Is this a scenario where I, as a law enforcement officer, should engage? Should I fire my weapon at this suspect? Are they posing a serious enough threat to myself or to folks also involved in the scenario where I would be required to shoot? That was one type of the training that happens there at the UHP.
And your reaction? I mean, what was that like?
I'll be honest. I myself, I'm a gun enthusiast, and I go to ranges and such in my free time. And I was surprised by the level of stress that you feel in these scenarios. This big projected wall, and bad guys are screaming at you, and they're screaming at people around. It's an intimidating thing to go through.
Now, one of the knocks on this is that while this training is intense, officers don't do it that often. Is that the case?
40 hours a week of training, at least 40 hours a week. They say that many officers will take part in 80 hours, but 40 hours is generally the benchmark. But that 40 hours is not all shoot or don't shoot type training. It could be tactical driving. It could be how to interact with a hostage taker,
right,
or something like that.
Is that a year?
In a year. Now, the thing is, there aren't specific requirements on how much of this shoot or don't shoot training should be undergone by these officers.
All right.
Lee Lonsberry, thanks very much.